Chapter 13. Ernie Gaddis, the district attorney, filed a motion to enlarge the jury pool. According to Baggy, who was becoming more of an expert each day, in the typical criminal trial, the circuit court clerk summoned about 40 people for jury duty. About 35 would show up, and at least 5 of those would be too old or too sick to be qualified. Gaddis argued in his motion that the increased notoriety of the Castlelaw murder would make it more difficult to find impartial jurors. He asked the court to summon at least 100 prospective jurors. What he didn't say in writing, but what everybody knew, was that the Pagets would have a harder time intimidating 100 than 40. Lucian Wilbanks objected strenuously and demanded a hearing. Judge Lupus said one was not necessary and ordered a larger jury pool. He also took the unusual step of sealing the list of prospective jurors. Baggy and his drinking buddies and everyone else around the courthouse were shocked by this. It had never been done. The lawyers and litigants always got a complete list of the jury pool 2 weeks before trial. The order was generally viewed as a major setback to the Pagets. If they didn't know who was in the pool, then how could they bribe or frighten them? Gaddis then asked the court to have the jury summons mailed, not personally served by the sheriff's office. Lupus liked this idea, too. Evidently, he was well aware of the cozy relationship between the Pagets and our sheriff. Not surprisingly, Lucian Wilbanks screamed over this plan. In his rather frantic responses, he made the point that Judge Lupus was treating his client differently and unfairly. Reading his filings, I was amazed at how he could rant so clearly for so many pages. It was becoming obvious that Judge Lupus was determined to preside over a secure and unbiased trial. He had been the district attorney back in the 1950s before ascending to the bench, and he was known for his pro-prosecution leanings. He certainly appeared to have little concern for the Pagets and their legacy of corruption. Plus, on paper, and certainly in my paper, the case against Danny Paget appeared to be airtight. On Monday, June 15th, amid great secrecy, the circuit court clerk mailed 100 summonses for jury duty to registered voters all over Ford County. One arrived in the rather busy mailbox of Miss Callie Ruffin, and when I arrived for lunch on Thursday, she showed it to me. In 1970, Ford County was 26% black, 74% white, with no fractions for others or those who weren't certain. 6 years after the tumultuous summer of 1964 and its massive push to register blacks, and 5 years after the Voting Rights Act of 1965, few bothered to sign up in Ford County. In the statewide elections of 1967, almost 70% of the eligible whites in the county had voted, while only 12% of the blacks did so. Registration drives in Lowtown were met with general indifference. One reason was that the county was so white that no black could ever be elected to a local office, so why bother? Another reason was the historical abuse at the point of enrolling. For 100 years, whites had used a variety of tricks to deny blacks proper registration. Poll taxes, literacy exams, the list was long and miserable. Yet another reason was the hesitancy by most blacks to be registered in any manner by white authorities. Registration could mean more taxes, more supervision, more surveillance, more intrusions. Registration could mean serving on juries. According to Harry Rex, who was a slightly more reliable courthouse source than Baggy, there had never been a black juror in Ford County. Since potential jurors were selected from the voter registration rolls and nowhere else, few showed up in a jury pool. Those who survived the early rounds of questioning were routinely excused before the final 12 were impaneled. In criminal cases, the prosecution routinely challenged blacks under the belief that they would be too sympathetic to the accused. In civil cases, the defense challenged them because they were feared as too liberal with the money of others. However, these theories had never been tested in Ford County.